St. Louis Cardinals.
Republicans won't cheer the president very much tonight. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Because under Joe Biden's failed leadership, the State of the Union right now is chaos, as is the state of the world.
GOP Senator Steve Daines.
With the president's age and widespread voter disapproval about how he's handled his job, this address tonight is essentially going to be like sitting for a job interview for the American public to choose him again for another 4 years.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House.
He's going to paint the usual contrast that we often hear with Trump and the what he calls dangerous MAGA Republican agenda, but he's also going to be making a boogeyman out of corporate. He's going to be blaming corporate greed for things like shrinkflation and stubborn high prices.
Now, after the State of the Union address, Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response. She's from Alabama, where
Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill into law last night protecting in vitro fertilization providers from criminal prosecution or lawsuits. The Republican-controlled state legislature quickly passed the bill after the Alabama Supreme Court ruled last month that frozen embryos or children, a decision that prompted many IVF centers to pause services.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, for the first time after months of attacks in and around the Red Sea, Houthi militants have killed three people, crew members on a ship hit by rocket fire. The U.S. has been attacking Houthi targets in Yemen, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says.
These reckless attacks by the Iran-backed Houthis have not only disrupted global trade and commerce, but also taken the lives of international seafarers simply doing their jobs.
Will Alec Baldwin be next? A New Mexico jury convicted Hannah Gutierrez Reed of involuntary manslaughter in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. Gutierrez Reed was in charge of weapons on the set. The gun went off in Baldwin's hand. The actor goes on trial in July. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
President Biden will deliver the State of the Union before a joint session of Congress as lawmakers appear ready to meet a deadline they extended last week to prevent a partial government shutdown.
The House passing the first six of 12 spending bills to fund the government through September. Both Republicans and Democrats claim policy victories, but Speaker Mike Johnson admits his side didn't get everything they want.
We want to cut spending. We want to limit the size and scope of the federal government. The reality right now is we have divided government.
Republicans have touted cuts to the FBI, ATF, and EPA, while Democrats say the bills protect funding for several social programs. It now heads to the Senate, where it is expected to pass before Friday's deadline. The other six spending bills are under a March 22nd deadline. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A jury has been seated in Michigan to put a father on trial over his son's school shooting. Opening statements will be this morning in the case against James Crumbly for involuntary manslaughter weeks after the boy's mother, Jennifer, was convicted on those charges, accused of not doing enough to address Ethan's mental illness. He's also accused of buying the gun the 15-year-old boy used to murder four classmates at Oxford High School in November 2021, now 3 months ago. Ethan Crumbly was sentenced to life in prison without parole after pleading guilty. In Maine, a mass killer's head has been examined.
The analysis of Robert Card's brain tissue shows significant evidence of traumatic brain injuries. That's according to Boston University's Chronic Traumatic Encephalopathy, or CTE, Center. Card's family released the report, which says there was degeneration of the nerve fibers that allow different areas of the brain to communicate, but not CTE. Card, who had been an instructor at an Army hand grenade training range, killed 18 people at a Lewiston, Maine bowling alley and restaurant in October. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Card was found dead a day later. He killed himself. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A proposal to expand coverage for critical infertility treatment among private insurers has passed the Illinois Insurance Committee, now heads to the full House floor. Current law lets private insurers limit infertility treatments to four rounds for patients. Supporters say the success rate for women undergoing up to four rounds of IVF treatment is about 30%. And Illinois State Task Force has advanced a proposal to let voters decide if they want ranked choice voting for elected offices in the state. If approved by the full legislature, ranked choice voting could be used by Illinois voters in 2028. Under ranked choice voting, voters have the opportunity to rank candidates according to most favorite to least favorite. Champaign School District looking for the next school board member after one resigned at the end of meeting Monday night. Board member Jamar Brown announced his resignation, describing his second term as a negative experience. The district will solicit applicants from the community to apply for a temporary position. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, good Thursday morning. It is March 7th. Yes. ESPN 93.5. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I'm Stevie J. Good to have you listening. Meteorologist Greg Solier has jumped on. Morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning there, gang.
Well, we are looking at, again, kind of mild temperatures. They see some rain perhaps on your radar, but you can tell me more. Our weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you they've got some great camps this summer. They also would like some staff on the counselors and the lifeguards. If you're interested in a side hustle, visit urbanaparks.org.
All right, Mr. Meteorologist Greg Solier, how are we looking today?
Well, yeah, we do see rain on the radar. It is a bunch of hours away, and likely it'll kind of fade and track more south than up in our initial neck of the woods until perhaps sometime late this afternoon or early on this evening. It rained down around Columbia, Missouri, Jefferson City, northeast of the Ozarks, and more of an east versus a northeast track on it, but we'll keep an eye on it here for the later afternoon and early on this evening. The clouds are the story for the day today. Had a little thinning in some areas, particularly north and west of Champaign, and we were ensconced in that stuff yesterday to the east and south. But temperatures already this morning, not bad, already at the day's seasonal highs on average. 45 Willard and Savoy, 42 Rantoul, 44 over at Danville, to 40 at Bloomington Normal. So partly sunny, maybe in a few spots as the day wears on. Late this afternoon, early this evening, maybe a little shower activity or a spot of rain to our south and southwest. Highs up to about 55 today with a northeast to east wind. A shower or two around early on tonight, and a break, and then some more widespread rains after midnight tonight, and a low in the 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy periods of rain on and off throughout the day. Highs, though, to about 58 degrees on a gusty southeast wind. Some shower activity early and late tomorrow night. Lows down to 41, and kind of a breezy, blustery, colder, raw Saturday. A bit of rain at times in the morning hours, in particular the high at 44. But again, that's kind of average for this point in early March. 47 with sunshine, the extended sunnier parts of the day into the evening hours now on Sunday. Monday up to 57, 65 Tuesday up near 70 Wednesday. Second half next week is trending wetter with some additional showers and thunderstorms. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, so do I talk about State of the Union? Yeah, we're going to talk about that in just a bit.
Okay. To me, I wonder how short it will be.
Oh, it's a good hour.
I mean,
no, they're going
to
be.
Doesn't have to be.
You know, it'll
Could
be.
Could it be 10 minutes?
It's just going to be odd when the president's going to tell me stuff that doesn't feel right, like the economy's getting better, right, and crime is down.
Where?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay, that we'll get into that. I think the urgency here is Big Ten basketball.
Yes.
Women play today.
Yes, they do.
I think they'll beat Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're playing pretty well toward the end of the season. Although they lost their last game at Iowa, they really, and that big upset with Indiana. Anyway, so here's the men's look. Illinois has officially locked in the number two seed because Northwestern lost last night. Another guy went down for Northwestern, so they're hurt. They lost their...
Well, Michigan State beat Northwestern 53-49.
Yeah, I think Michigan State thinks they're in the tournament. I don't know. They're 18-12. I think they're on the bubble.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here's, I'm trying to calculate when we play Friday, it'll be the seven seed. The two plays the seven, three plays the six. That kind of thing. One will play the eight, winner of the 8-9.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's obviously Purdue is at the best position, theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't figure out who's going to be the seven. So who will Illinois play Friday? It could be Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan State, or Indiana?
Indiana beat Minnesota yesterday.
Yeah, but I'm saying they all could be 10 and
right.
10.
That's right.
Because I think...
Such an even...
No, it's unbelievable. So I don't know tiebreakers. I think it's theoretical that if the Illini beat Iowa Sunday night, we'll play Iowa Friday. Because I think they'll slip to 7. I don't know the tiebreakers, but there's just a lot of teams bunched together. And so it looks like Nebraska could even fall to the 3 seed, meaning if we were to win Friday, we'd probably play Nebraska, not Northwestern. Anyway, it's a jumbled mess, except for Purdue and Illinois.
Is this a committee, Big Ten, or do they just put the stats in the computer?
They just go, there's tiebreakers.
Okay.
So if you're 10 and 10, how'd you do head-to-head?
Okay.
And then it's probably, I don't know what else it is.
They look at the scores.
I don't think it's scoring. I don't think it's if you beat somebody.
KenPom rating.
I'm not sure. I think it's just matchups is number one.
Right. It just seems so tight on these records.
Fortunately, I don't have to bother myself with those kinds of things.
Exactly.
Illinois will be the 2 seed for sure. And then probably a 4 in the NCAA. And that's fine because you got to win the first two anyway. So the 4 would play the 13. And then the 4 would play the 5.
Okay.
I think that's how it was last year. We played the 4 and 5 and lost to Arkansas. I think one of us was the 4, one of us was the 5. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. So it just, again, get through the first weekend. I really don't care who we play. Houston, UConn, I know they're definitely good. But so are we. We can be great.
Sure.
So I don't know. It'd probably be better if we didn't have to play the 1. But right now, you just worry about the first game.
Uh-huh.
And then if you were to get through that, you worry about the second game. And inevitably, it's going to be a coin toss in that first weekend. And that's just how it works, man. It's just the NCAA is the show, and the parity has just been unbelievable how even it feels. So we'll see what happens. But goal line, I women. I'm a big Shauna Green fan. I unofficially signed her to 2050.
Yes.
The only program.
Yes, we did have her on, and you discussed all that with
her. I told her it's unofficial, but here's your contract.
She had a little chuckle,
and
but...
2050, and I did not tell Josh Whitman. I'm sure he'll be fine. All right, so the State of the Union, here's what it sounded like last year. Is this going to be kind of like what it's going to sound like tonight?
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans... want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
We got that whole British Parliament sound going on.
Let me give you.
I'm not sure where that happened. Maybe I think with Obama.
My office.
But there's going to be a lot of things going. Wait a minute. Is that true? Is that true? That's going to be. If you watch this, is that true? And I guess every State of the Union, you could say that. Is that fact check, and then who's doing the fact checking?
Right.
and how even are they? In refereeing what's true and what's not true.
We got some text yesterday at 359-2255 about, how people just are rude these days.
I think it's emblematic of the lack of decor that has kind of come down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of the whole thing is dressed down, which I like the decorum as far as respect and showing respect for your office, respect for the country kind of thing, but... The British thing I've never really liked because that's what they sound like.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. But we'll talk to John Decker, who'll have his George W. Bush cufflinks on. He said W. gave him his cufflinks.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
He got President of the United States seal.
Man.
He's got so many darn things I wish he'd give me.
Right.
Just because I feel like I'm kind of a friend. Anyway, we'll talk to John at the bottom of the hour. John Decker, he'll be at the State of the Union, his 28th consecutive State of the Union. All right, we check our sports headlines.
Well, we talked about number 9, Illinois women as their seed, and number 8 seed, Maryland, 11:30 today. Also starting this morning is the IHSA tournament for Class 1A in the State Farm Center. So I believe it was around 40,000 fans last year.
That's what they're guessing this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's always exciting. So great to have them back, welcoming everybody in town. It's a whole different format. You used to have Class A the first weekend, Class AA the second weekend.
Right.
And they had the girls here, too. There was one game when I worked down there. I did, 32 games?
Oh,
I worked
32. Goodness.
It was just, there's a lot of games.
Wow.
But it's so exciting, and you talk about kids screaming at games.
Yeah.
You got all that going on.
So lots of energy in the house.
Some good basketball, but they'll play today, and the loser plays tonight for third, and then everybody plays Saturday for the championship. The 1-2-3-4 divisions.
Okay.
1-2-3-4A, they'll all play the title game Saturday.
Gotcha. So today, 10 a.m. and 11:15, and then Class 2A this afternoon at 2 and 3:45 for those contests. So be on your friendly.
On TV. Yeah. I think it's on television.
Oh, it could be.
Usually it is somewhere, but I haven't. Anybody want to text on the Fisher National Bank text line 217-359-2255? Is the thing on the TV? I would think it would be.
That's right.
But I've sure lost track.
Big Ten Conference action last night had Indiana over Minnesota 70-58. Michigan State beat Northwestern in a low-scoring game 53-49. And it was great to hear from Luke Goody yesterday during the afternoon show. You want to play a little clip about what are we all thinking when it comes to why were you there as a senior when you're a junior?
What do you say to that?
Well, right now the plan is to come back for sure. I don't have like any ulterior motive or anything like that. I had to make that very clear to the coaching staff when I asked to go through senior night. But you know, the way that I'm looking at it is, I got a degree in 3 years, and I want another degree. And to have 2 degrees, that's about as important as it gets. And, you know, I love State Farm, love the University of Illinois. It's given me endless opportunities, and love absolutely everything about it. So there's no ulterior motive to going through senior night or doing anything like that. So it was simply cut and dry. I wanted kind of everybody to understand the accomplishment, and, you know, I was super proud to have my family out there with me, because I wouldn't have been able to do it without them. So for them to be able to walk out with me as well and be honored in a sense is, you know, that's kind of why I did it. So that's kind of the brain behind the decision.
All right, that was Luke Goody last night with Derek Piper on The Drive. And it's just that he graduated in 3 years.
I mean, he talked about Mr. Geese being there.
Geese College of Business isn't easy.
I know.
And so for him, and finance. Again, it's a basketball player, so for 6 months they're on the road a lot. Mm-hmm. So you're missing a lot of time in class. So I think it is an extraordinary accomplishment.
That's right.
And so I think he just wanted to say, hey, yo, I did a lot of work, and, you know, students get criticized all the time for, you know, not really taking big-time classes.
Right.
He did that, but he's coming back.
Warriors over the Bucks 125-90. Bulls beat the Jazz 119-117. Warriors and Bulls in action tonight. NHL action has the St. Louis Blues in New Jersey. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah, and I got a chance to be a Pacifica at on Green. And
yes.
It's just really. So I got to sit down for a few minutes with Keith Randolph, who just got back from the combine.
Okay.
With Isaiah Williams, who just got back from the combine.
Right.
Luke Goody and Ty Rogers, and they were talking about how wonderful Pacific on Green is.
Uh-huh.
And Lisa Lauer, the manager, who's kind of turned into the house mom. She takes care of everybody.
That's right.
And the prices are very comparable to that style of living. So anyway, we'll have some of these.
I got a nice little thing from Pacifica on Green to drink out of.
Water thingy.
Yeah.
Or coffee thing. Weather this morning brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Ooh, Busey, member FDIC. Well, it's just been mild. It's just been lovely.
That's right.
Thus far, let's hear from our meteorologist, Greg Soyer.
So again, everyone, let's check weather. For East Central Illinois, Champaign and Van Nuys, Saturday, limited sunshine for the day today. Actually, an abundance of clouds up to 55 with a light northeast to east wind. Might be a little rain in spots with a stray shower here early on this evening. Otherwise, widespread rains after midnight tonight. Not as chilly, lows in the 40s. On an increasing east-southeasterly wind for the day tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, periods of rain. Temperatures continue above average. Might even be a thunderstorm, by the way, south of Champaign County. Highs are to about 58. A few showers tomorrow night, low down to 41. And for the day on Saturday, cloudy, breezy, colder, and a touch of rain in the morning hours, a high to about 44 degrees. Back into sunshine for the day on Sunday. Temperatures seasonal at 47, will moderate to 57. But sunshine for the day on Monday, Tuesday up to 65. Another round of wet weather in here for late Wednesday and Thursday next week, up to 71 on Wednesday, cooling into the low to mid 60s for the end portion of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. UC Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Lily Ott. I'm a certified nurse midwife.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's a sign people are still shopping for new clothes when the price is right. Shares of Burlington stores are up 1% after the discount clothing chain reported better than expected sales and earnings, and its forecast also topped Wall Street expectations. Big Lots, a discount chain that's now more of a home furnishings business, continues to lose money. Sales in the recent quarter were down more than 7%, though its CEO Bruce Thorne says it finished last year in a much better place than where it started. He says Big Lots is moving aggressively to step up its transformation to solidify its position as America's discount home store. GE shares are higher. Its GE Aerospace business is buying back $15 billion worth of stock. GE Aerospace will become a standalone company April 2nd. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Interesting people are talking to Will King.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne. I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now. You can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will King show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
I'm Lily Ott. I'm a certified nurse midwife at OSF Healthcare. I see patients in some of the clinics that we are now opening, including in Urbana, Forsyth, Pontiac, Bloomington, and eventually Lincoln, and doing deliveries for women in Bloomington at OSF Healthcare there. Being a nurse midwife today is seeing women through all of their life. So seeing women, you know, pre-puberty through menopause, specializing in pregnant women and providing prenatal care, and then getting to deliver babies at the hospital setting with our patients that we've, you know, established the relationship with throughout their pregnancy. Yeah, I feel like one of the big misconceptions with midwives is that we don't deliver in a hospital setting and that we don't support pain management, which is not true. We deliver babies at the hospital setting, and we support women in any way that they choose to have their babies. So whether that be with an epidural, without an epidural, we're there to support no matter what they decide and kind of just help their labor be what they want it to look like.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
All right, ESPN 93.5, State of the Union. Tonight we'll talk more about this with John Decker coming up. He's been to 28 of them in a row. He's ready to go in the gallery. Wherever he is, I don't know where he sits. It looked like it was upper deck, but I'll ask him.
I was just looking up some statistics because I was thinking tonight will be brief. So
I think here's what I really want to know, stuff like, A, who's making the decisions at the White House? Because right. It's not him. What do they give him for tonight? Because he'll look different. He's not going to look like he's this really, really old man, because whatever they do, they give him something.
Well, like rock stars like Mick Jagger, obviously they can leave the stage and be in the wings and do oxygen.
Well, but he's going to come out and he's out. He's right. Done. He's there for an hour.
That's right.
And so what will he
Although,
do?
Although in 1972, it's 28 minutes.
It's not going to be 28 minutes. He's got to show the American people he can handle this. And there's going to be stuff like, you know, we could fix the border if it wasn't for the Republicans. And they're going to groan because he could have done all the executive actions he did in his first 7 days with 94 executive actions to open the border. He can reverse all that and close the border. There is absolutely no reason he couldn't do that, but he wants to blame somebody. So he's going to blame the Republicans, and there's going to moan and groan and all that. And then he's going to say,
like I did,
crime is down. And you're going to say that doesn't seem to be the
right. That doesn't translate.
And then
economy think about your groceries. That doesn't translate.
Inflation is down.
Gas is going up.
He's going to say, and all these things that are going to say, wait a minute, is that right?
Right. I mean, you could say it, I guess, but
well, another
no one believes it.
The people that believe Donald Trump, if he wins, it'll be a dictator, and that'll be the end of elections. Would they like to bet me on that? I would really like to make a bet on that. I mean, what do you want to bet? That isn't going to happen because we've already seen him work. But they have to say, what do you mean the end of elections? And he'll be a dictator? You really believe that? And people are moving? They always say that, don't they? They always say they're moving.
Yeah.
Oh, I bought something in Italy. I have to get out of here. If Donald Trump went, okay, that's fine. Good luck. God bless you. It's nice. Bye.
Bye.
But they never do. And the other part of that is they don't have any idea how the rest of the world lives. They have zero idea. If you are able to travel the world and see stuff, you'll say, good Lord, thank you, God. I'm in my country. I've got all these amazing chances to do good things every day, and I can grow, and I can work my butt off and make more money, all these other things. And I'll get knocked down. It wasn't fair, but I'll still get back up because I have a chance to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
You have that here, and you don't understand what the rest of the world does. If you think the grass is greener, go. Really. I mean, that's the freedom you have.
That's right.
Tell China that you're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really care for you. No, you have family there, so you better not leave them. I mean, it's not a good deal. The rest of the world, it's just our lack of understanding how grateful we should be every day because we think all of this is normal. You live in the top 5% of the people on the planet with your space, with your opportunities, with the kind of money you make. We don't get it. As a country, we're just collectively worried about things that just doesn't matter. It really, really doesn't. Mm-hmm. You just have no idea the smell of a third world country. There's billions of people living in squalor. Just really hard day-to-day survival thing. And we got the different first world worries that my internet's slow.
Yeah.
It's just not the same, but it's very difficult to comprehend that if you've not been other places. And it's so important to get a realization. I went to Canada and I came back and I said, yay!
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, Canada's nice, but it's just things that...
I mean, San Diego and to Tijuana, I've done that train ride and boy, I was grateful to get back. I was just like...
You say, man,
sweating
I don't...
Sweating to make sure I got back into America where I belong.
And just even Europe. I mean, some of the closed quarter areas, it's not roomy, it's not spacious.
Yes.
I mean... Anyway, so we live in a great place.
Absolutely.
And I hope and pray that you realize that because appreciation of your life and what you have is so critical to how you live your life. If you have a state of humble and appreciation and thankfulness, it's just better because you know how it could be. And why you're here, I don't know that, but it's a good place. So anyway, we're going to argue tonight and all that stuff. And there'll be more of the British Parliament.
Right,
and
right.
I don't care.
Reactions.
Don't care for all that either.
All that. And that does affect the length, I suppose. I suppose that's why when I was looking up some of the lengths, they were talking about the words because there are reactions in between that cause it to go longer.
Well, if you even edit out the words, I think this thing, he's got to go up there and show I'm perky, I'm aggressive, I'll come back at you, just try heckling me. But his eyes will be wider. Just check when he's on sometimes. He's just like, yeah, he'll do something. But so vitamin D, what are we doing? I want to know. I really love to know because when he did debates, and I don't think there'll be any debates this fall. I really don't. Because that's just too risky because he's got a teleprompter tonight. He can stay on the script.
Yeah.
Debate, you can't do that. So I don't expect any debates this fall. So he's got to look energetic. I mean, this is late for him.
Yeah.
This is 9 o'clock Eastern time. There's no way he's awake at 9 o'clock normally.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he'll be pretty good at getting through the thing, and I think he'll be wide awake, and I think he'll look like, wow, well, he looks pretty good tonight. Because generally for the big things, they get him, I don't know what they do. All right, 728 West, John Decker, what they do next,
okay.
ESPN 93.5.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com. Basketball star Coleman Hawkins about Pacifica on Green.
I'm Coleman Hawkins. I like living at Pacifica on Green because it's really a home environment. Everyone's very welcoming. There's great space for whenever family wants to visit, great room size. It just came with everything I needed in order to feel like I was at home and feel like I can live here and have a good time.
The ultimate in student housing, Pacifica on Green. Visit them at pacificaongreen.com.
Hi, this is Amanda Jean, the founder and planner of Inspire Your Wedding and Events. After the big yes, are you daydreaming about the big I do? Join us for premier, interactive, immersive, inspirational wedding showcase to bring together vendors and couples from all over Central Illinois for your big day. Come away with ideas and vendors that will make your wedding one of the most inspiring days of your life.
Save the date on Saturday, March 23rd at the historical and unforgettable Orpheum in downtown Champaign.
For complete details, visit inspireyour.com. That's inspireyour.com.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Biden stands in front of the nation again, delivering his agenda during his third State of the Union address. So what does the general public want to hear?
What can he say? He doesn't know how to say anything.
About economics, you know, I need more money. Something good.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich of the White House.
He's also going to be making a boogeyman out of corporations. He's going to be blaming corporate greed for things like shrinkflation and stubborn high prices. Specifically, he's going to be calling on companies to pay their fair share by raising the corporate tax rate to 28% and the corporate minimum tax to 21%.
Alabama Senator Katie Britt handles the Republican response. Still no arrest in Philadelphia for a masked gunman who shot 8 students at a city bus stop. One was critically injured. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Almost $29 million in federal funding on their way to provide free locally produced foods for vulnerable communities. The food is bought through a partnership between the Illinois Department of Agriculture and State's Department of Human Services. The food then distributed through local food pantries and other nonprofits to local communities at no cost. The state of Illinois has designated 2 Eastside Springfield neighborhoods as cultural districts, which makes them eligible for economic development funding. The 2 neighborhoods are Central East and Southtown. They could receive up to $3 million to promote economic development. Central East and Southtown will receive the designation over the next 10 years. Action's hosting its annual clothing drive for its Cares Closet this week. The school district collecting clothes of all sizes in new or gently used condition for students in need. District said on social media they're grateful for clothes of all sizes. But the greatest need is for middle and high school clothing. Thanks to everyone who's giving. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl works every day to improve the health of the community members across the region. If you're looking for an opportunity to serve others in a supportive environment, visit carl.org/careers.
So we get everyone to check weather for East Central Illinois Champaign event of Saturday. The next weather system organizing on the plains will come up in our general direction for later on tonight and tomorrow. Stick around into the front part of the weekend. Today, no rain during the daylight hours, becoming partly sunny in a few spots this afternoon, up to 55 with a northeast to east wind on the light side. Maybe a couple of showers around early on tonight. Widespread rains after midnight, though, with a low in the 40s. On a pickup on the east-southeasterly wind for the day tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, periods of rain, even a thunderstorm south of Champaign County, highs to about 55 to 60 on that southeast wind. A few showers tomorrow night, lows down to 41, a shift to the northwest on those winds after midnight. For the day on Saturday, it'll be a cloudy, breezy, colder day on Saturday with a reading of about 44. Occasional rain expected for the morning hours. On Sunday, back into sunshine, 47, 57 on Monday, 65 on Tuesday. Rains the second half of next week. For CVJ Broadcasting, it'll be Greg Sold.
All right, thank you, Greg. It is 7:34. Ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, boys and girls.
So we'll get everyone that shot.
Not Greg yet. Ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, boys and girls, it's Thursday. John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
John Decker. John Decker.
Yes, children on combines now singing the theme. It is John Decker, Great Television's White House correspondent. He'll be at his 28th State of the Union tonight in those cufflinks you no longer want, correct?
I no longer want them. No, that's right.
It's a presidential seal given to you by a president.
Nice.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come
that's
on,
pretty
man.
Cool. Yeah, that's pretty excellent. So, yes, an opportunity to wear them for an event that I look forward to every year. That's the State of the Union address, regardless of who the president is. It is such a thrill for me to be in the same room as all of our leaders of government, every member of Congress, the House, the Senate, the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Supreme Court justices, the diplomatic corps. Wow. And to watch that all, I can't get over it every time I do it.
See, I was just going on a tangent about appreciation of your life and where you live and all that. You have it. I mean, you've been on Air Force One a million times. You have it. You still appreciate it. You think of it as an honor. I appreciate that a lot. I think that's great. So it sounds like the State of the Union's kind of gone the British Parliament way.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
So a little parliamenty in there, isn't it, John? I mean, is that? Well, I mean, didn't used to ever be like that. And I think it started with Obama and Joe Wilson said liar or something. That kind of started.
Yeah, that's right. You lie. He said
you lie. Yeah.
Yeah, I was in there for that. Look, you know, I think it's unfortunate, really, in the sense that it's not a debate. It's not parliament. It's an annual event in which the president, whether it's a Republican or Democrat, you have to be respectful and give them their due deference. And, you know, that's the reason why you have, you know, someone chosen by the opposite party to give, you know, the response. And it's going to be a U.S. Senator from Alabama, Katie Britt, who will do that for Republicans tonight. But I don't like when that happens. That being said, the president has to be prepared for that happening, mm-hmm. You know, be prepared for a retort, you know, if indeed he's heckled by members of the Republican Party in this case. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully there are not those types of moments that take place this evening.
All right, over under on the length. Diane says he's going to get in and get out. I think these things, no matter what, with the crowd and everything, going to last an hour at least.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's what you have to factor in. So you have the speech itself, and then you have, you know, the standing ovations, yeah. And then the other party sitting on their hands. And you add all of that up, and you're talking about an hour speech. For sure. And, you know, that this is an important speech for President Biden. You know, it's the largest television audience that he will have likely in the entire campaign. He could have had a bigger audience if he chose to do that interview with CBS
or right.
the Super Bowl.
Right,
but
right.
He decided not to do that. But this is going to be a speech that will be seen by a significant percentage of American voters. And it's an opportunity for Biden to reset his campaign, given what we see in the polls, the national polls. He's trailing slightly against Donald Trump, and it's a rematch for the general election.
I think they give him something, because to me, at these events, he looks pretty good. He looks pretty awake. No, I'm serious, John. I really think there's something, because when you've been around him all the time, and you can see days where you're going, wow, he's not great today. Oh, he looks great today.
Right.
I mean, it really varies. Maybe that's the age thing, but I think he'll be adrenaline up. But generally, for debates that I've seen in the past with him lately in the last couple of years and this kind of thing, I think he's going to look pretty good. He's got the teleprompter. He's got the whole thing. And then it's just a question of what's he going to say. So as far as my thesis that he takes four naps today.
We had some texts in about this too. Greg had said Adderall that helps you. It's like speed that helps you focus. We had someone say amphetamines. There's all kinds of different ones. You can tell when he's on them, it says.
Never going to know, but I don't think.
Right.
But anyway.
Well, you know, I think, but you hit on the key word there. It's adrenaline. Boy, can you imagine what it must be like to walk down the aisle? You just have been introduced as the President of the United States. Mm-hmm. You walk down there. I mean, how can that get you? How can that not get you so incredibly pumped up? You know, you have both parties cheering you on, clapping. Maybe not the Republicans as enthusiastically as the Democrats, but it's a thrill that few Americans will ever experience. And that's something that Joe Biden will experience for the fourth time tonight.
Okay, so what does he need to do, John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent, national correspondent? What does the president need to do tonight?
Well, first and foremost, not make any mistakes or gaffes, right? You know, because we've seen this play itself out time and time again. So let's say he gets through that part of the process. It's laying out the case as to why he deserves four more years in the White House. That's what he needs to do. And that message is obviously focused on independent voters. There are those voters that have not made up their mind in terms of how they'll vote in this rematch. Republicans, Democrats, they've largely made up their mind in terms of how they're going to vote. So it's the independent voters that this speech is targeted towards.
Which I think it's the most voted now. It's independents. They claim independents versus Democrat Republican right now. I think that's right. It's a new thing, right? Most independent now is I'm independent.
I'm independent, right? That's a huge number factor that we see in state after state. You know, independents are a larger number percentage of the voters in a state like New Hampshire, for instance. And so, yes. And they've decided presidential elections, Stevie. You know, 2016, Donald Trump won in 2016 because of independent voters. Mm-hmm. They said, we want Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. And the same thing happened in 2020. Independent voters decided that election as well.
Okay, but when the president has so many issues, as far as I'm concerned, in my opinion, the stats show a lot of this, how does he tell me that inflation is going down, prices are going to come down? He'll blame corporate America for greed. He's going to blame the Republicans for the border. Was that palatable to say if they'd only passed this when he could do 94 executive actions like he did the first week when he came into office to open the border? He could close a lot of it. So I don't know if that plays.
I don't know if it plays, but, you know, there are always some surprises. You know, the president may be saving executive action to be announced tonight, you know, as it relates to security at our southern border. I don't know. You know, that would something that would surprise quite a few people. And, you know, how could you sit on your hands if you're a Republican if he, you know, pulls the trigger on something you've been advocating for?
I mean, if he
changes in U.S. immigration policy.
I did 94. I'm going to reverse all of them, and we're going to go back to where we were. And I'd clap. I totally would clap. Mm-hmm. I'd say it's about time, but I would clap.
Right.
It would be good, but that would be a real shock. I don't know. There's just too many factions, John, that pulls him left. I don't think that's possible tonight. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well,
and he's going to have a family from Israel there that has a hostage. Mm-hmm. That's a Palestinian protest maybe tonight.
I don't see that happening.
I mean, does anybody get in?
So inappropriate.
But if somebody gets in there, they do it if they could get in, right?
Yeah. Well, that's right. You know, the people that are invited are typically people that are guests of members of Congress who get allotted, you know, a few seats in the chamber.
So I can't stand in line and get in. This year, everybody in there has been invited.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone in there has been invited. Yes, sir.
But they're going to essentially honor the family of an Israel. I mean, that's going to not gonna play well in parts of the country. That's for sure.
Well, yes and no. I mean, you know, even correct me if I'm wrong, even if you're a person who's advocating for a two-state solution, how could you not feel for an Israeli family who has a loved one being held hostage, you know, and has been held hostage since October the 7th? It depends the way those issues are presented, you know, and it depends upon the way the speech is written, you know, to get exercised over something like that. I mean, how could you not feel for anybody like Evan Gershkovich's parents, invited by the House Speaker? He's that Wall Street Journal reporter who's been held in Russia, imprisoned in Russia for false charges of espionage. You know, that's another person that you have to feel for and family that you have to feel for. And that will be referenced tonight as well.
Okay. All right. Other points that the president, if he says inflation's coming down and crime's coming down, I don't know. It doesn't feel like that's exactly right, right? I mean.
Well, if you're the president, you can talk about what is happening in certain parts of the country, but you also have to talk about we have more work to do, you know, because it's not perfect. You know, the crime has come down, believe it or not, in large cities like New York and Chicago, but it's really bad here in Washington, D.C., Stevie. It's terrible. You know, you watch local news and you see all the violence that's happening in Washington, D.C. You know, a record number of homicides last year alone in Washington, D.C. So something, you know, is not going right. And, you know, the president has to say we need to do more and change things.
Okay. What about Biden v. Trump and particularly Trump's legal fees? Is it possible I could get on as a Trump lawyer? And what would my billable hour be? What's my rate, John? What would my rate? What's a typical rate for a Donald Trump attorney?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I think that it depends which lawyer and which case you're talking about, because he has lawyers that are on the payroll, so to speak, at $1,000 an hour. You know, absolutely. And, you know, every time that you see that Trump lawyer, Alina Habab, on Fox News, she's billing for that time. It's not like she says, let me take time out of my day and go down to Fox News and do this interview. It's from the time that she leaves her law office to the time that she gets back to her law office, she's billing Donald Trump for that time. And so that's the reason why $50 million plus in legal fees that were paid for by a Trump super PAC last year, it's because of that kind of issue where you have the president's lawyers, former president's lawyers, you know, going on television and billing for that time.
Yeah, and as a non-lawyer, I guess I wouldn't qualify, but you would. I mean, you're the only lawyer on press row. You want to rethink the paradigm about pay and things there, John? We get $1,000 an hour. You can get $400 to drive to the Capitol. I mean, come on, man.
Right.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing here?
So talk to me about Biden, Trump. It looks, I'm going to stand by it because I've been so adamant that it won't be Joe Biden.
You've been consistent.
I just don't think it'll happen somehow. I just don't see it. It's just too obvious for me. And the man isn't up to the job for this. I don't know. Maybe so.
Well, look, you know, who knows? I can't predict the future. You know, at this time in the 1968 presidential cycle, everyone thought that Lyndon B. Johnson was going to run for re-election. And, you know, in a short while later, he decides he's not, you know, he's not going to run for a second term, a second full term as president. So, you know, things can happen. Surprises happen. I don't see it happening, but you never know.
You never know.
8 months. That's how long we have, Stevie. 8 months until November the 5th. That's an eternity in politics.
Might be rumor or just urban legend, but I understand Walter Cronkite did not support Lyndon Johnson. And he said, if I lose Walter, it's over. I got to verify whether that's just urban legend.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not either. Yeah. I mean, that's lure. I don't know if there's truth to that, I've heard that story.
Well, he was powerful. Uncle Walter was really
back in the day when there were just three networks. That's it. That's where you got your news. Everyone tuned in 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. They all watched Walter Cronkite. Absolutely. That's when, boy, talk about power at that point.
Okay, so where will you be sitting tonight?
I'll send you a picture.
I got a picture, but I don't know where you have it. I see you.
Yeah.
Is that upper deck? To first row upper deck?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, exactly.
50-yard line? You're right in the middle, aren't you?
For that photograph that I sent, I'm in the middle, thanks to a photographer friend who works for Reuters who took that photograph. Yeah. But it's a great shot. It's a great spot to view the president. And I think I've told you this before, Stevie. I bring my binoculars. I love that. And so the difference in terms of being in the chamber and watching at home is this. Think about it this way. You know, if you're watching at home, you are relying as a viewer on the shots chosen by the director. So, you know, if you want to see a reaction shot, you're looking at that reaction shot. Being in the chamber, I can look all around. And I have the speech in front of me, by the way. And I can look, you know, a few paragraphs ahead and think to myself, I wonder how Mitch McConnell is going to react to that. Yeah. I wonder how Chuck Schumer is going to react to that, or Marjorie Greene, for that matter. So all of those things are factored in, and that's why it's just really exciting for me to be in there because I'm the director. I get to choose who to view. Last year I was watching a lot how George Santos was greeted by various members, and of course he will not be there this year because he no longer is a member of the U.S. Congress.
Yeah, what's the over under? Sheila Jackson Lee will be in that welcoming thing. She always is.
Oh, she's, you know, as we speak, she's probably lined up her spot right down the center aisle so she can shake hands with the president. I have no doubt. If she didn't do it early this morning, she got a staffer to put her name on the chair and say Sheila Jackson Lee, a reserve. Absolutely.
Well, it'll be fascinating to watch more history. John, you got a front row seat for it all. Awesome work. We appreciate you very much being on, and we'll be looking for you on some of the cutaways that director might go right to you and say, look at the guy with binoculars. Are you the only guy that with the binoculars were covering the thing? You're smart enough to
go? I think I started this trend. I've noticed one or two other reporters bringing binoculars in recent years.
There you go.
And I think what happened was, they saw me 1 year and they go, I should have brought binoculars. That would make it so much more interesting.
Yeah,
and so now they have a few more doing it.
Get used to copycats, Mr. Journalist. Get used to copycats.
There you go.
That's how it is, trendsetter. Okay, make sure that the shirt comes out of the jacket so I can see the cuffs. So
there you go.
Okay, you got it.
John Decker, great television White House correspondent. Keep it up. We appreciate your work.
Thanks, Stevie. Thanks for having me on today. As always, have a great day, great weekend. I'll talk to you next week for sure.
That's Bye-bye. John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent on the Tappan's Towing phone line. Pretty cool that he's at everything and covers it. That's mm-hmm. that's what the man does.
Yes.
All right, we're going to get, did you know, a real unique one today from Nathaniel's son. We'll do that coming up next. Our weather with Greg Solier, brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
Kramer Siding and Window, your premier provider for home improvements, specializing in siding, window, doors, roofing, outdoor living. Visit KramerSiding.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central at all. Champagne event is Saturday. Limited sunshine for the day today. Actually, an abundance of clouds up to 55 with a light northeast to east wind. Might be a little rain in spots with a stray shower here early on this evening. Otherwise, widespread rains after midnight tonight. Not as chilly, lows to the 40s on an increasing east-southeasterly wind. For the day tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, periods of rain. Temperatures continue above average. Might even be a thunderstorm, by the way, south of Champaign County. Highs are to about 58. Few showers tomorrow night, low down to 41. And for the day on Saturday, cloudy, breezy, colder, and a touch of rain in the morning hours, a high of about 44 degrees. Back into sunshine for the day on Sunday. Temperatures seasonal at 47 will moderate to 57. But sunshine for the day on Monday, Tuesday up to 65. Another round of wet weather in here for late Wednesday and Thursday next week, up to 71 on Wednesday, cooling into the low to mid 60s for the end portion of next week. For Stevie J, broadcasting meteorologist Greg Solier.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less. 752, my son Nathaniel in Chicago. He is a Master of Civil Engineering major at the University of Illinois, project engineer. He's got Did You Know every week because he's curious and reads like heck. How are you, Nathaniel's son?
I'm good. How are you doing, Dad?
I'm looking forward to this very unique topic here this morning where I don't know a lot about gestations for animals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, you know, with spring quickly approaching, spring is one of those seasons where it really is reflective of new life. Now, we're all familiar that babies and human pregnancies or gestations take 9 months, typically.
Right.
But did you know that animal pregnancies are vastly different? And that's spanning from the possum, which has a pregnancy of just 12 days.
What?
Wow. All the way to an elephant, up to 22 months. Now, interestingly enough, nature has molded these pregnancies to be optimal based on a number of factors. And a simple rule of thumb is the smaller the animal, the shorter the pregnancy, and the larger, the longer. And this certainly makes sense with the possum and the elephant.
Yeah.
But a further degree of development is the fact that some animals with seasonal breeding have evolved the length of their pregnancies to give birth when food will be most abundant. So take, for example, the horse. It's a spring breeder, and it typically has an 11-month pregnancy, which means it gives birth the next spring. Similarly, the sheep, a fall breeder, has developed into a 5-month pregnancy, which gives birth also in the spring, typically when the first foliage appears. Now, for some of our domestic favorites, like dogs and cats, they typically have pregnancies of 9 weeks, or right around 60 days, going down to hamsters and rabbits, which are actually closer to the 20 to 25 day length.
Wow. It was a possum.
So next time you
12 days, possum's the quickest?
Yeah, yeah, correct. The shortest mammal appears to be the possum, which is just 12 days. So really, you can marvel, you know, when you see a baby animal, you can think, my gosh, that thing grew to that in 20 days or less or a little
right.
longer.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. So we're going to take a hold of it. So you said dogs are about 2 months?
Right around the 8 to 9 week mark.
Poor elephant. What about a moose? I mean, I would think all that'd be a while. That's nuts. And mammals, like, and whale's a mammal, right? I don't know what the whale would be, a big one too. Boy.
I don't know what that would be.
12 days for a possum is crazy. So you'd think there'd be possums on every street corner, and maybe they are. I don't know. Because, I mean, they could, and rabbits, they say breed like rabbits, right? I mean, that's a common thing. But did not know that they varied so greatly and evolved based on the season of optimum. Wow. Isn't that amazing?
That's pretty amazing how that works.
Well, pretty smart. How smart you are, Nathaniel, son. Always learning, and so are we. We appreciate it very much.
No, great. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Talk next week. Nathaniel's son in Chicago. I would never have said 12 days for anything.
Right. I just looked up rabbits, and it's between 28 and 30 days.
Yeah.
But as far as a whale, I'm looking that up. It looks like it's between 15 and 18 months for most breeds.
Man, that's a long time.
I know.
And then, of course, human beings are 9 months, and...
And it kind of depends on the type of whale, but that was an orca I just quoted.
Okay, so mice and rats and things, obviously you have a lot because they breed so quickly. And it's, amazing. All right, 7:56, that's Nathaniel's son in Chicago. With Did You Know? We're going to break for the news and be back with another exciting hour of radio. Stand by. It is March 7. Illini women play basketball today, the 8-9 game.
Mm-hmm. Rooting for Maryland.
Maryland is the 8 and Illinois the 9, but we're playing better basketball as of late. So pulling for Shauna Greene to get through game 1. And then, of course, you got Ohio State, the top team in the conference. It's not Iowa. It's Ohio State. And they're real good. But what the heck? Get through game 1. Worry about that tomorrow. Okay. Again, we'll be right back. Coming up on news at the top of the hour. Stand by. Good to have you listening to ESPN 93.5. It's 7:57.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
So, Luke, you're what, about 6'7"?
Yeah, why?
Because size matters in basketball and video.
I know it's easier to shoot over a smaller guy.
And it's easier to see every detail on the biggest screen. That's why we brought in Sony's 98-inch Bravia. Unbelievable TV for gaming and sports.
That's not taller than me, though, is it?
No, but it's 8 inches wider than you are high. It is large and in charge.
All right, so it's big. Does it lose something blown up that size?
Nope. The Sony Cognitive Processor delivers wide dynamic contrast, billions of natural colors, and high peak brightness all the way to the corners over 8 feet apart.
So all that means is it's expensive, right?
$69.99 isn't cheap, but it's less than a good projector and screen, and it works in bright rooms.
So how much am I getting paid for this commercial again?
Well, not that much, Luke, but with your good credit, it's under $650 a month with 0%, including tax and installation by Good Vibes experts.
First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana invested in our community since 1908. Before you buy your home in 2024, we invite you to speak with one of our experienced lenders, Jack, Jim, Kim, or Lane. Experience the convenience of working with a local lender with local service, decisions, and loan underwriting in our comfortable offices. Visit us to experience the exceptional friendly service from our knowledgeable staff. Hey, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try. We think you'll love it here. We do. 356bank.com, First Federal, member FDIC, equal housing lender, and MLS 435120.
Yeah, we welcome all of our state tournament participants and fans and family that are in town. Begins at 10 o'clock this morning. It's a final four for four classes, so there are 16 teams, and we're excited to have every single one of them. They play today, and if they lose today, then they would play tonight. They have to play two games in a day for the third, fourth, and then they'd get ready for the Saturday final. Then they do more ball games tomorrow. And then, again, they'd play again tomorrow night. And then the finals, four final championship games would be on Saturday. We welcome them. Be happy and friendly to everybody because this is their first trip here, perhaps. And we're a loving community. We love y'all. Come on. Let's come. I'm so glad the tournament is here. where it started. We lost it for 20 years at Peoria, so glad it's back. State tournament at State Farm Center. It's awesome. All right, this is 8 o'clock in Champaign-Urbana. Time for Fox News, and we shall return in just a couple of minutes.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for